Shares of General Motors fell nearly 20% today after reports the Treasury has ordered GM to prepare a bankruptcy filing by June 1st. We've asked Dallas bankruptcy attorney Rosa Orenstein to talk with us about that. Rosa, is bankruptcy for GM a good move?
I would think it is an extremely good move. They probably should have done it last fall.
What's good about it for stockholders?
Well, for us stockholders, we should have done it before we put money in. There are a number of ways for the people who put in money after a bankruptcy is filed to get their money out first. They become first in line instead of last in line, where we are right now. But the beauty of it is that in a chapter proceeding by GM, two main constituencies would be taken care of, which right now in last fall are the difficult political issues that do not want to be addressed. One is which will resonate with the public at large, are the huge contracts with executives and the bonuses and the excessive compensation. In a chapter proceeding, those are called executory contracts, and you can literally reject them.
What about the labor contract, Rosie?
The labor contracts are also subject to being rejected. There's a lengthier procedure that has to be followed, including negotiations with the union, and there's certifications that have to be given to the court. But at the end of the day, the main issue that gets addressed is whether maintaining the collective bargaining agreements are beneficial overall for the company or not, and in the business judgment of the parties that are moving the company forward. If they are not, then they also are rejected and have to be renegotiated along the line that the court would set parameters for.
What would a surgical bankruptcy be?
Let me tell you what that really is. We have a different term for it in bankruptcy circles. It's called a prepackaged bankruptcy. And what you do is you basically negotiate all the terms that you would have in a bankruptcy plan of reorganization.
The New York Times says they could be in and out of bankruptcy in 2 weeks on this deal.
It's possible, absolutely. It would require the court to shorten the time periods that are normally given in the court in the bankruptcy code for notice and opportunity for hearing. And if everybody else has agreed and there's only one constituency that has not agreed and is holding up the process from going forward, you can go in and ask the court, give them just 10 days notice. That's enough time. We've been dealing with this for several months, if not 6 months or more. Everybody knows what the arguments are. Let's get this done, Judge. And again, if the other constituencies, the minor constituencies, they're right. They can be in and out in 2 weeks, but that will depend on the bankruptcy court agreeing to shorten the time periods for some of these noticing procedures to take place.
That's Dallas bankruptcy attorney Rosa Orenstein on the KRLD Afternoon News talking about, some bankruptcy 101 for all of us, frankly, because you're going to hear about the bankruptcy story regarding GM for a little while yet. At least you'll have kind of a leg up on it. Wall Street's doing a little better this afternoon. We'll have the latest numbers for you next in Market Watch.